Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Yes, sir. Is this the year, finally, for Mark Few and Gonzaga? We will find out tonight. Ooh,
what a game.
Yes. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, J. Will, and the coach Seth Greenberg joining us as well this morning.
Notorious B-E-R-G.
And let's just begin right there. Is this the year? Every run has something magical in it, right? Every championship run has something magical in it. And what we saw on Saturday night was that the magic that Gonzaga needed to complete this mission.
Well, first off, every team that wins a championship, you go through close games like that. You go through games where there are those small decisions that happen, Seth, that alter the game. I'll give you one of them that I thought was probably one of the biggest plays of the game. Bigger. It's funny, you're going to hear coaches say this. I'm not a coach, even though I'm thinking like a coach more and more because I've been around Seth Greenberg a lot for the last 10 years of my life. Drew Timmy, Seth, four fouls, drawing that charge at that juncture of the game was just was a huge play. And I know it won't get the same kind of love that we're going to give for Jalen Suggs, but somebody stepping in, like it's those are the defining plays that win championships. And those are the plays that Mark Few and his team, when they come back, of course, everybody will talk about Jalen Suggs and his shot, right? But, like, plays throughout the course, really gaining inches of momentum throughout the course of a game, those are the biggest plays in the tournament. And those are winning championship-caliber plays.
I think the interesting thing, Jay, well, I agree with that charge. Having four fouls and stepping up and taking that charge is ridiculous. I mean, being in the right place, being active, being alert off the ball, stepping up, taking away basket, the play that he made right there was like the alertness to get there and make that play. But there are a couple plays to me that were just ridiculous. Jalen Suggs' block. He gets hung up on that ball screen. They got a switch. Timmy steps up and levels the ball off. He comes back. He blocks it. Gets back in bounds, which I'm not sure if he was. All right. advances the ball. And then that bounce pass. That pass to Timmy sprinting down the floor was absolutely sick. That was magic-esque. That was Jason Kidd. That's why I say he's Jason Kidd. That was ridiculous. And then Mark Few, with Timmy at four, comes into the overtime and goes, bam, bam, bam. We're punching it right off that middle ball screen, right down the gut to Timmy, and he delivers basket, basket, basket. But UCLA wouldn't die.
No.
I mean, like, that was just – that was drama. That was an event. That was one of the best, most well-played basketball games I've seen in years. UCLA, 57 from the field, 47 from the three. Only 10 turnovers. Competing the way they competed, whether it was Jaquez, with Johnny Juzang, it was crazy. Unbelievable.
I got to tell you, I'm happy I made it to the game. Because I almost got lost with the whole Miley Cyrus concert. I got to tell you, the concert was like an hour long. I'm like, how many songs is she actually going to sing? I got a little bit distracted, and then I came back for the game. I was locked in.
It was like a rain delay. There's no doubt about it. So according to ESPN stats information, Gonzaga, UCLA combined to shoot 58.2%, the highest combined field goal percentage in a Final Four game since, that 85 national championship with Villanova and Georgetown. They combined for 63%. Villanova, I mean, they didn't miss in that game to end up winning, and it felt like UCLA could have pulled off the same type of upset. By the way, standing ovation for Mick Cronin and his program and what they did at UCLA and what they're going to be doing going forward. We have to definitely point that part of it out. But this game, 19 lead changes, just insane how entertaining this game was. And so I got to ask this, and I will duck after asking it. We got the matchup now that we've wanted. We got the headline matchup, Gonzaga-Baylor. However, did we already get the best game in the tournament?
No.
We don't know yet, but not the one.
Be hard to live up to this one. This game tonight feels like the cigarette after. You know what I'm saying?
No, it does not. The best game in the tournament is when there's the best talent on the court. And it's not a knock to UCLA. I think UCLA had a hell of a year. And I agree with Mick Cronin, Seth. I don't know if you disagree, but I feel like they have turned into one of the best teams in the country. But I want to see the thoroughbreds of Baylor in their guard play go against the likes of Gonzaga. Like, these, to me, are the two best teams in all of college basketball. And they're playing two of the best styles of basketball right now. UCLA is in that conversation, but Baylor's guards and the way they play, how fast they can play, how they can score, how they can defend. I want to see particular matchups that I've been waiting to see, because I will put that benchmark to see, okay, Gonzaga's guards are really, really good. Jalen Suggs, really good. I want to see him go against fast, elite defense. I want to see that, Seth.
Yeah, Davion Mitchell and Suggs is going to be an incredible matchup. Yes. Now, the one thing, Baylor's going to switch all that perimeter action, all that dribble handoff action before they get to that high middle ball screen. I think a couple things are going to be interesting. The backcourt matchup is going to be fascinating. Look, Baylor guards score 83% of their points. 83% of their points. It's absolutely incredible. On the other hand, you got a Gonzaga team that scores 50 points a game in the paint. 50 points. They had 56 in the paint against UCLA. That's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. Now, I think pace of the game is going to be interesting. One thing that Baylor, I understand Baylor wants to play fast. I understand Baylor obviously has the great guard play. But they still got to take care of the basketball, and shot selection's got to be good. If they're reckless with the ball, if they're reckless in their shot selection, you know what's going to happen? Gonzaga's going to get out in transition, play ahead of the defense, they're going to be laying in the other end. Because Gonzaga's flow and their early hit is absolutely ridiculous. And the other thing, Jay Will, I'll tell you the other thing, Jay Will, and you talk about this all the time, and you and I know there's a team square off and there's a graphic on the screen. I'm not sure if we're supposed to go through that, but, the 89 points a game, obviously that team really, really scores it. But, you know, we always talk about Gonzaga. They haven't played their schedule, their league. Well, first of all, they challenged themselves non-conference. They really challenged themselves non-conference. I mean, and they should have had the Baylor game and had it get delayed, obviously, because of COVID. But they played the Kansas. They played the West Virginias. They played the Virginias. They had an incredible non-conference schedule. They played Iowa. But every time they've been pushed to the brink, every time they've had game pressure, they've made a play.
No, they have guys that can make plays. I agree with you,
they've made a play. But on the other hand, when Baylor came out of that pause, they weren't Baylor. But if you look at their and they weren't Baylor defensively especially. But now you look at their defensive numbers. 44 from the field, 29 from the three-point line. Playing Arkansas and Wisconsin and Villanova and still forcing 16.5 turnovers a game. All of a sudden, as you would say, they got their swag back.
Yes, they do. Seth, I got to tell you, though, for some players have dreams when it comes to the Final Fours, and some other players have nightmares. And I'm just going to tell you, I feel like this is as great of a year as it was for Mick Cronin in UCLA. Like, as a player, there's also that nightmare. And, Seth, I'm going to say this, and I'm sure it's going to bring you back to this place. You know that if you're able to score a bucket in the dwindling seconds and you tie the game, you need a two, tie the game. You automatically, you always have to think next play, right? And one of the things I know is going to haunt UCLA is you score that bucket. Where are your players?
Yep.
Turn around. Defensively, where are we? Because the one thing you can't let happen is you can't let somebody just turn face and mosey their way on up the court, Seth. You know what I mean? And for UCLA, if you're able to get defensively in that position after OT, after you make that bucket, and really force Jalen Suggs to – not
change
go towards
direction.
His change direction a couple times, he probably doesn't make that shot. He never even gets the ball all the way up the length of the court. And those are the things sometimes as a player, you're like, man, everybody's talking about how great of a game it was and Jalen Suggs. If we had just been in that defensive position just early enough to see it and make him zigzag a couple of times, he's not even getting the ball across half court.
That's a great point, Jay. Well, and I'll tell you, on the other side of it, how about Gonzaga's players knew, without a doubt, they knew. Ball goes in, we're taking it out. And how quickly Drew Timmy got the ball out of the net. I mean, it was boom. He got it out of the net. The ball found Suggs. And I was almost wondering if UCLA was thinking they were going to call timeout. Or, you don't want to foul in that situation, but you have to turn the ball handle like 3.3 seconds. If you can turn the ball handler one time. All right, we're playing overtime too, and we all get another 5 minutes to watch this incredible game. But I mean, Jalen Suggs just has it. Some guys you had it, Jay Will. I mean, you were built different. You know, Cal uses that line, built different. You were built different. Some guys are just built different. Mm. Some guys just embrace the moment. Some guys just, the ball finds them. Jalen Suggs is that guy. He's just that guy. I mean, he's a guy that he's going to make the play. whether it was the BYU game at the end of the game, not a great three-point shooter, but bang, bang, makes two threes. Or the pass, the block, the shot. That's just who he is.
It's almost like he's not a great shooter, but in the moment, he'll be a good shooter. Yes. It's like the moment isn't too big for him, and it's amazing to think. You got to remember how old he is in a big spot like that. Tonight, the fifth time since the AP preseason poll began in 61-62 that the preseason number one and number two teams meet in the NCAA tournament title game, and the first since Duke, Arizona in 2001. Mm. Preseason number two. Yeah, look at Jay already. Preseason number two is, by the way, 4-0. Stats Incredible, brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Seth is here with us for the rest of the hour. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So it's your turn next to talk to the coach. You can ask him anything, and we mean anything.
Uh-oh. Get him going.
It's a Monday. But we'll do all that. After Jay has this from DraftKings.
It's everyone's favorite tournament of the year. The golfers are in Augusta, Georgia to compete for the coveted green jacket. That's right. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of the action by giving you a shot to land in the green. On the green, actually. This week, DraftKings is giving you a free shot at the $1 million top prize when you download and sign up using promo code KJZ. If you haven't tried DraftKings, this is the time. It's easy to play. Pick six golfers, stay under the salary cap, and submit your lineup before the tournament tees off early Thursday morning. The more red numbers they have on the leaderboard, the closer you'll be to winning some green. Rack up points for pars, birdies, finishing position, and more. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJZ during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at $1 million top prize. That's code KJZ and get a free shot at the $1 million top prize only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The madness.
Here comes Suggs. Long three for the win. Oh! Banks it home! Banks it home! Jalen Suggs!
NCAA Radio Network. More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com.
Who hasn't done that at the park? You and your boys, and it's just, you just grab the basketball, just run down the floor, pick up somewhere just over half court, chuck it, count down, 3, 2, 1.
I mean, between that, over the weekend, and then last night, I got to tell you, the versus Earth, Wind, and Fire versus the Isley Brothers.
Yes.
I turned down the temperature in the room last night. Looked at my wife, like, hey, look, you got to turn it down. Be a hit after hit, Seth. I'll let you bring it back now.
That's when mom and dad locked the bedroom door kind
of
music.
Don't come in the room, kids. Not tonight.
That's what that is.
Seth know what I'm talking about. That's why he has that devious laugh. I love it.
KJZ, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn. With Jay Will, Seth Greenberg joining us, as well as obviously talking about the Final Four. What a weekend it was. The women's championship game last night as well. Stanford comes away with the win, but at the very end, it took big plays late. And then we have the matchup tonight, of course, the marquee matchup everybody's been waiting for, 1 versus 2 overall, and that is Gonzaga and Baylor. And that is obviously what you know, what we've been looking for. There's no doubt about it. But as we've been talking about, and we'll get to your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to ask the coach, to talk to Seth Greenberg about the game itself tonight, what you're looking for, what you expect, maybe even questions off of what you saw in the Final Four. Baylor making all those threes, by the way. It was raining threes in that other semifinal, blowout for most of that game. But the way Baylor looked in that game, it was setting up, and you're thinking to yourself, is this a pick 'em? I mean, I'm not easily putting my money down on Gonzaga in this, right? Like, this has definitely got to be a pick 'em.
I don't even know what the spread is.
I'm
going to look
it up right now.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Go ahead and look, and we're going to get to calls. Okay. So, Coach, you ready? Let's take Marcus in Arkansas to start us off. Go ahead, Marcus.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great.
Woo!
Marcus must be on the bus.
Hey, I am traveling through Arkansas on my way to Kentucky. First off, I want to start out sending out thoughts and prayers to Keyshawn and his family.
Awesome.
We haven't really heard an update, but I just want him to know that we're all thinking about him and got him in our thoughts and prayers. Secondly, Jay Will, big fan, man, big fan.
Thanks, baby. I appreciate you, Marcus.
So, yes, sir, no problem. So my question is really for everybody. So throughout the course of the season, we've seen both these teams make adjustments on the fly according to the set that they're playing against. So would you guys say that this is more an elite squad of talent as far as the players go, or would you guys say that this is an elite coaching job from Mark Few and Scott Drew?
Go ahead, Seth.
That's a great question.
There are NBA players all over this game. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, their first-round draft choices all over this game. And you've got I think Davion Mitchell is one of the best guards in college basketball. I think he's going to be a lottery pick.
Agree.
Jalen Suggs could be the number one pick in the draft. Corey Kispert's going to be a first-round draft choice, probably mid to late, just for his ability to stretch the defense. I think both coaches have done what coaches are supposed to do. You put your players in position to play to their strengths. You develop a style of play that enhances what your guys do well and mitigates what your guys don't do well. I think that Gonzaga defensively has improved immeasurably. I think Scott Drew, all the people that Scott Drew can't coach, he went from a 1-1-3 zone team to a terrific man-to-man, switching man-to-man team. And he's minimized his weaknesses because, you know what, he's got those big guys that can't score, so he puts them in middle ball screens and throws lobs to them, and they dunk on your head. So I think it's been a mixture of both. I think you have really good players that are fiercely competitive. Both teams defend. Baylor's elite offensively and defensively. Baylor's guard plays better, but I think this is just a well-coached, hard-playing, talented teams. I know that's kind of going in a roundabout circle, but that's who I think they are. What do you think, Jay?
I said this on the show so many times. Two things can be true at the same time. And it's elite coaching, no doubt about it, between Scott Drew and Mark Few. Elite coaching. And I'll tell you this, because I recognized it when I went up against Gilbert Arenas, and that's why I look forward to that Jalen Suggs-Davion Mitchell matchup, right? Gilbert Arenas, and people forget, was Agent Zero. He was a bad boy in college. And I remember guarding him on the sideline when I got switched off with Jason Gardner and I, and a lot of people were saying, oh, Jay Will, you're going to be a top draft pick. But, you know, they had Gilbert Arenas around that same, not as high as me, but they had him, you know, high up in the draft polls. And I remember guarding him, and he went baseline, Seth. He ripped the ball through me baseline one time. And I remember thinking to myself, I said, damn, the hell was that? Because I always used to rip him like just quad out and I'm gone, right? Yeah. And all of a sudden, I'm fast. And he ripped it through, and I went to swipe at it. And before I swiped at it, the ball was gone, and his shoulder was in my chest, beating me back up towards the middle as he drove baseline. And it was that speed and that talent that I said, okay, like I have to kick my game into another gear. Like I have to. And I know between Luke Walton, I know between Jason Gardner, all these guys that I competed against, it was a high, high elite level game. And I look forward to seeing that because this will be probably college basketball's closest version to an NBA game that we will see tonight. This will be like an NBA game. Side speed, athleticism, ability to shoot from anywhere on the floor. You're going to have that type of talent on the floor tonight.
Yeah, also you're going to have that flow. Yes. If you look at Gonzaga, Gonzaga gets a shot up every 14 seconds. Every 14 seconds, I get a shot up. And their flow from transition right into conceptual basketball, they play an NBA European style of basketball. I mean, they got shot makers and floor makers. They flow right into their offense. They play with ridiculous spacing. The one thing they don't do, and see, this is the greatest misconception about Gonzaga. Everyone goes, Gonzaga, they're a great shooting team. Corey Kispert's a great shooter. Shoots 50% from the three. The rest of their perimeter guys shoot a combined for the tournament 28%.
Wow.
And that's something that people have not taken a look at. I'm interested to see what Scott Drew does with that. Obviously, they're going to try to run Kispert off the three, especially when he plays at the four, which is most of the game. But I'm interested to see how he guards some of those other guys. They'll still ball pressure, but they might shrink, and that's where I think their help on Timmy's going
to
come.
Yeah, no doubt we're looking forward to this game, and we've been waiting for it pretty much all season long. And Saturday in the Final Four is one of the great finishes in Final Four history. But where does it rank all time? Jay will have that, and we will discuss it with him. But first, he has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, so do the possibilities. That's right, Seth. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge and contenders are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to build up to the moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
The madness.
And the Bears end their 73-year hibernation from the national title game.
The Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
KJZ ESPN Radio, and let's get to Jay's rankings. Alan Hahn, Seth Greenberg, and Jay Will. And Jay's rankings brought to you by Merrill. Merrill Edge Self-Directed helps put investing within reach. Get started at merrilledge.com/withinreach. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. You ready to go?
So ready
the greatest
to go.
Finishes.
Get better, DMX.
Yeah.
For the music right there. You guys
That's
know
right.
what I'm talking about.
I hear you.
Number
greatest
five.
Finishes in Final Four or National Championship game history. Go.
Number five. Let's go. Here we go. A junior college transfer. I was 6 years old. Yes, I was barely watching basketball, but my dad remembers it, so that means I have to remember it. 1987, the shot. Indiana versus Cuse. My wife is going to love this because she's a graduate from Indiana University. And this is how it goes out. Steve Alford, Derek Coleman, you remember the names around there. Mm-hmm. Keith Smart makes a shot on the baseline, Seth. 21 points in that game. That was a colossal game for Bob Knight. What a huge championship for them to win.
Yeah, different win for Bob Knight in terms of playing with some junior college players. And Smart gets the ball on reversal, steps in, knocks down that big jumper. Big-time win, but we've got better ones, right, Jay Will?
We do. Okay, now let me give you the updated version.
You want to hear the call, though? You want to hear the call?
Let's hear the call. Okay,
let's hear the call.
How it sounded when it happened back in...
Smart takes the shot, and the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead. Nobody stopped the clock. But the clock did stop at the 1 second mark. Syracuse with a timeout.
That sound quality in 1987.
Hey, it was 1987.
Jim Boeheim
okay.
looks better now.
I just remember back then seeing Keith Smart. He makes the shot, and he was just yelling, bucket, bucket.
Bucket, bucket. That was a big-time shot.
Yeah, man.
Okay, number four. Let's do an updated version. Let's go.
Number four.
2008 finals. Do you remember the people in this game, Seth? I mean, Derrick Rose, Chris Douglas Roberts, Joe Dorsey, Sharon Collins, and Mario Chalmers. Now, I'm not talking about the Miami Heat Mario Chalmers. I'm talking about the Mario Chalmers that made the dribble handoff by Sharon Collins at the top of the key, the shot over Derrick Rose to send the game into overtime. D. Rose had missed the free throw, comes down, dribble handoff, boom, Mario Chalmers makes a shot to send it to overtime in the national championship game. Massive, Seth. I remember being at that stadium. Just I couldn't hear myself think when that shot went in.
Yeah, and you think about free throw shooting. Free throw shooting cost John Calipari another national championship. Chalmers, do you give a foul? Don't you give a foul?
Ugh.
And then all of a sudden he comes off that thing and just jumps up and knocks it down. But that's the difference between having two national championships and only having one. One play. Cal could have three right now if you think about that Wisconsin loss with that undefeated team.
This is how it sounded back in 2008.
Kansas ball, 10 seconds, 9. Collins moves it up, 4, 6, 5.
That was no dribble handoff.
4-3, and
that was no dribble handoff, Jay.
That was a wild dribble into a handoff.
Dribble handoff. The inbound, the half court heat.
And then once the game got into overtime, it was over.
And we're going to overtime.
Man, just that shot. It was the fact that Sharon Collins said, you know, see, as a guard, you always want to be in control. He was so out of control. He was like, oh, this is the walk or double dribble. Something bad is about to happen.
Yeah, that definitely looked like a play, like a hook and ladder play when you're just trying to keep the ball alive. Continue.
All right, let's go. Number three.
Number three.
7 seconds to go. 6 seconds. Juzang in the paint. Fade away. No. Got his own rebound. Slithers to the rim and lays it in. 3 seconds to go. We're tied at 90. Here comes Suggs. Long three for the win. Banks at home. Banks at home. Jalen Suggs. A deep banked three to send Gonzaga one step closer to history. Unbeaten Gonzaga comes up with the hero play of the year from the freshman, and they're one win away from an undefeated national championship.
Credit to Westwood One NCAA Basketball Radio, and now you have at number three.
I do. Yeah, people come at me. You can at me right now. Hit us up on Twitter if you're angry at me having Gonzaga's game-winning shot by Jalen Suggs as number three on my list. I don't care. You know why? Game was tied. It was a Final Four game. It wasn't a national championship game. Incredible shot. Still in my top five all time. Not throwing shade or disrespecting it, Seth. I'm just saying when the game was tied in the Final Four, biggest Final Four moments, national championship moments, I hold more strength towards national championship games in those moments. This was in the Final Four. A great moment, just not one of the top two moments, in my opinion.
No, I agree with you. You know what gets lost in that? John Juzang following his shot and laying that thing in. And then Drew Timmy getting the ball, snatching it, and inbounding it. But I agree with you. Like, if it's going to be the best of the best, it's got to be to win a national championship. That's a shot to give you a chance to win a national championship. He's got another shot to get it tonight. But I don't disagree with you. Look, the play was incredible. He banked it in. It wasn't like it was pure. But more importantly, it's a game to get to the game. And when you make championship-winning shots – that's just a little bit different.
Well, speaking of championship winning shots,
two left that I could think of. So let's see how Jay ranks them.
Let's go.
Number two.
It's down to 7 seconds. You can see the time. Wittenberg. Oh, that's a long ways.
Jimmy V.
I mean, the fact that guys look. I have a home in North Carolina. The guy who shot that shot, Seth, you'll appreciate this, Wittenberg, right?
Yeah, my guy.
For most of my life that I've known him for 15 years, until that docuseries came out, that was a pass.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go back and watch it, and Wittenberg was like, it's a pass. It was a pass. I made the pass, Jay Will. I'm telling you, it was the best pass. I saw Lorenzo Charles there. I knew it was open the whole time. It was a pass. And I finally saw the tape. It only goes like 6 years ago. I'm like, right, that was a shot, right? You really shot that. But Lorenzo Charles – making that dunk, Seth, you can speak to it better than I can, but seeing Jimmy V and knowing who Jimmy V was to me in my life when I met him, knowing what he stood for, seeing him run around not knowing who the hell to hug in that moment, having experienced winning a championship myself, it's one of the most iconic moments in the history of sports. It's something that I can never, for everything we do with the Jimmy V week and everything that he stood for and that incredible ESPY speech, seeing him elated, hugging his players in that moment for the way that finish ended, it's one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah, Whit and I were assistant coaches at Long Beach State together. I lived with Whit for about 3 months. I did not like Magic Shave in the morning, by the way. But, Whit would say, oh, it's a grainy. It was a pass. No, it wasn't a pass. It was Lorenzo Charles being in the right place at the right time, exactly. God rest his soul, and making a ridiculous play. And V, who grew up in Seaford, Long Island, which is one town over from where I grew up, running around like a madman looking for someone. Where are his assistant coaches? Will someone walk over to the boss man and give him a hug? I mean, that's what your assistant coaches are there for. Ball goes in, you win the game, three assistant coaches jump on the head coach, you celebrate, players celebrate, then you celebrate together. Disrespectful.
By the way, that's five Slamma Jamma right there. That's
Houston, right?
Clyde Drexler, yes. Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, they were the favorites easily in that game.
Yeah, ridiculous. Well, that whole tournament, you got to remember, that was the year that the ACC moved the three-point line in. If they don't, and they don't win the ACC tournament, they're not even in the NCAA tournament, exactly. Number one. Number two is the number of times they fouled people during the course of games to get and win games. Jimmy V was ahead on analytics. He fouled bad free throw shooters. Guys missed free throws at the end of games to give them an opportunity to get to that championship game. It was a shot. Whit, if you're listening, wake up, Whit. It was a shot. Own it, man. Own it.
All right, let's go to number one.
Number one.
Here we go. Jenkins will trigger. 4.7 seconds to go. Inbound to Ryan Arcidiacono. At half court with 3 seconds. Ryan Arcidiacono flips to Jenkins. Three for the win. It's good. It's good. Jenkins.
I'm just going to try to tell you guys, Seth and I, because CBS has the right to the tournament, right? Our studio, what were we, Seth? We're about a mile away from the stadium, and we're on delay. We're watching this game. You know, Seth Greenberg's up pacing around, you know, going to his coaching mode. Jay Billis is sitting down in the corner, astutely taking notes. I'm biting my nails like LeBron. I'm nervous for the game. And all of a sudden, the play has not even occurred. We're on delay. And we just hear the stadium go, roar, a mile away. I'm like, what the hell happened? What happened? And then we watched the shot. I've never seen anything like that before in a national championship game, Seth. I mean, Ryan Arcidiacono bringing the ball down the court, little shuffle pass. Chris Jenkins stepping right into that slot. North Carolina can't get back in defense in enough time. They knock down that shot. It's just incredible. I call my mom. I'm like, did you see that? My mom's like, they didn't put toilet paper in the house today because Carolina lost. I'm like, that's right. You're damn right they didn't toilet paper our house today. They lost this game. It's a win on so many levels for me, Seth. It's so many levels of a win.
Hey, a couple things. Marcus Page's shot before that shot, ridiculous. The double clutcher where he knocks that in. I mean, you think about this series of plays. I mean, Marcus Page's shot was absolutely sick. We were sitting there watching that going, whoa. And then typical Villanova, the little step-up screen, Arcidiacono comes off it, gets to the middle. The concept of good, better, best is what a philosophy of Jay Wright has for his team. Make the right play. Arcidiacono could have shot that shot. But that's not Villanova basketball. That's not the culture. That's not the attitude. Chris Jenkins comes behind the play. By the way, Chris Jenkins will be on College Game Day today from 5 to 7, 7 to 9 before the national championship game.
Great plug.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Drew Gallagher will be very happy with me. And then he steps into that thing and knocks down that jumper, which is a shot that he absolutely loves. That trail jumper is big for him. But Ryan Arcidiacono, having the poise, typical Villanova basketball. Good, better, best, paint touch, kickback. Jenkins knocks it down. Let's go home.
One shining moment. That's the biggest one shining moment in the history of college basketball.
Absolutely. And Jackie G got her second national championship while she was at Villanova.
There you go.
No, it's just a tremendous like slingshot kind of play, a tremendous play, a big shot. Broke my wife's heart that night. I remember watching that game with her and just thinking that they might have had it won and then did not, as she's a North Carolina alum. So those are the games that the shots, I should say, that Jay has listed. Do you agree or disagree? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729 3776. If you have a game, a shot, or maybe you feel like this shot was better than that one, do you think maybe that NC State play should still be at number one because of just how it was just an incredible moment for college basketball and what it also meant for the game?
Remember, in Final Four history, not the entire tournament, only right. the Final Four. Right.
We've had other moments.
Yeah, because you could have had like 92, like with Christian Leitner hitting Leitner, a shot.
Leitner, the iconic shot. Right.
Edney going against Missouri.
Coast to coast. Yeah, there's so many other moments too, but we're talking about just in the Final Four. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Seth Greenberg with J. Will. And let's get to some Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless, because, all right, so Jay had his list, and we'll get your calls racked up here in a moment. But Seth has his own list. We'll do a little take your pick right now, Coach, and go through some of the greatest teams ever in tournament history. And we'll let Jay decide if he'll take that team, take your pick, that team or the current Gonzaga team.
Ooh, I love this game.
Yeah,
I
want to go through these.
Want me to set you up with it, or Coach, you got the list and you're ready to take it?
I'm going
to
run a couple. First of all, there are two different lists. It's pre one and done, post one and done. Let's go. You know, with one and done.
Okay.
J. Will.
Yes.
11-12 Kentucky. Anthony Davis. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Darius Miller. Terrence Jones. Lamb. You got them. You got the Zags.
It's tough because I feel like
guarding AD. Come on.
Well, nobody's guarding AD, but I feel like collectively Gonzaga was a better team, and that was a young Kentucky.
MKG shutting down Kispert.
They're not scoring 50 points in the paint against that team now.
Yeah, no, they're not. I'm going Gonzaga.
What?
Woo. I'm going Gonzaga.
Woo, upset of the day.
I'm going Gonzaga.
Goodness, already an upset.
At me. Come at me. I think the Zags can out-execute that Kentucky team.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Cal on line one.
Yep, I know. We're taking that call off of the show today.
Just went with Gonzaga. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, I'll get a call later.
All right. Another one?
All right. I'm going to keep it in Kentucky.
Okay.
All right. How about 2014? Cat, Booker, Cauley Stein.
No.
Trey Lyles, Harrison Twins,
one,
Tyler
two,
Ulis.
Three.
No.
Who are you going now?
I'll give it to Kentucky.
That's four lottery picks.
Kentucky wins that one. I give it to Kentucky.
Now, is that Devin Booker, NBA Devin Booker, or college Devin Booker?
Both versions pretty good. Both versions pretty good, though.
All right. Here we go. UNLV.
Nope.
Larry Johnson.
Nope. UNLV, winner. You don't have to explain it to me. Go ahead. Tell everybody who was on that UNLV team.
It's a joke. They beat me by 100 points three times. Larry Johnson, Stacey, we hope to get them over half court. Didn't always happen that way. Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogman, Greg Anthony, Anderson Hahn, Butler. And by the way, if they didn't suffocate you and foul you in their man-to-man, they went to the amoeba in the 1-1-3, and you thought there were eight guys on the court.
How about Greg Anthony taking himself off scholarship and then building out a business while in college right away? Off merchandise.
Brilliant.
You can do it. It can be done.
Brilliant.
So you've got to run Rebels.
Yeah, I got UNLV on that one. I mean, that's, right. that's
average
UNLV
97
squad.
Points Come a on. Game without that's, the 3-point shot.
All right, how about the Duke? How about the Dukies in 1991?
Oh, another
Christian Leitner, Grant Hill, Bobby Hurley, Antonio Lang and company. Now, I mean, like, where you going there, J. Will? Come on now.
This is tough for me.
You
this
want the A package from the Brotherhood?
Prime
or what?
Leitner, Prime Timmy.
I got Duke. I got Duke winning this one. Prime Leitner, Prime Timmy. Yeah, I got
Bobby Hurley and
Bobby Suggs. Hurley, one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game. G. Hill, even though he averaged 11.2 points per game, I mean, he was a baby Jordan.
All right,
like, he was a baby Jordan. His first couple years in the league. Do you know how the way G. Hill played?
He was ridiculous.
Stupid.
Insane,
I mean, Grant Hill, people forget how good Grant Hill was. Grant Hill was absolutely
best player to ever come out of Duke.
If he doesn't get hurt, it's over with an A. Over. The guy was ridiculous. But I'm gonna one up you. 81-82. Jordan, Worthy, Perkins, Daugherty.
That was a squad, by the way.
I'm never going to go.
It was Mike Jordan. Don't forget.
Well, he made the shot, then it was Michael.
Then it was Michael.
Then it was Michael. Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll go with that team. I'll go with UNC. I got UNC love there. I mean, look, man, James Worthy was a beast. Everybody, all these young kids, Michael Jordan, I get it. James Worthy in college was that dude.
Yeah.
And Sam Big Perk, the way he always stretches the floor. That squad was loaded.
I mean, they had a team of Perkins, Daugherty, Worthy and Jordan, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. I mean, you got Jordan Worthy, who, like, just played on the baseline, got anything you want, I mean, come on now. Give me a break. You know what right now we're doing? The Gonzaga Nation is angry at us right now. I mean, they're hating us right now.
I got them. They're 1-for-5 right now against these current matchups. Right. So 1-for-5.
All right. Here's the one. 83-84. Ewing.
Oh.
Fred Brown, Michael Jackson, David Wingate, Horace Broadnax.
Ewing to me is like there's no matchup.
Michael Jackson. I'm going to be real. I was 2 years old at this time of my life.
You going to defer?
I'd rather defer to you, Seth. Obviously, I know David Wingate. I know Patrick Ewing, but I defer to you on this one. Who are you taking?
No one's scoring 50 points in the paint against Pat Ewing. All right? Exactly. He's knocking you out before you score 50 points in a game against Pat Ewing. I mean, and then David Wingate. Do people understand, like, David Wingate matching up with Kispert or Yayi? David Wingate was terrific, and Michael Jackson could guard the ball. I mean, and then how about 83-84? You had Reggie Williams. Oof. Reggie Williams added to that group. I mean, like, Here's the drill on this thing, and tell me if you guys agree with me. I love this Gonzaga team. I love how they play. Their flow.
He's about to do it.
I love how unselfish they are. But, I love how they move the basketball.
But,
and that's great. But we are creatures of the moment. They play beautiful basketball. But back in the day, it was a rock fight. And those teams we just mentioned, as good as this Gonzaga team is, and you know what? If they finish the deal and they're undefeated, the actual accomplishment is historic. And I didn't even mention Benson, May, Wilkinson, and Buckner. Mm. People forget, Benson was the overall number one pick. Scott May on the baseline. Wilkinson could guard anyone.
Right.
And Quinn Buckner, Jalen Suggs, Quinn Buckner,
oof.
Quite honestly, Quinn Buckner was Jalen Suggs before he was born. So, I mean, like, I love this Gonzaga team, but their accomplishment is historic. Hasn't been done since 76. There are teams that were better.
A lot of teams, Seth. A lot of teams.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
it doesn't take away from what they're doing. But no, yes, I think we all can agree.
But that's what we love to have these conversations.
Don't at me.
They're going to at you. They're going to at all of us, and that's fine. We like the smoke. We're okay with that. That was Straight Talk, and that was real Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Coach, we let you go here. Enjoy the game tonight. Look forward to your take on it, obviously, afterwards, and we hope it is living up to the billing that we expected it to be. No doubt.
You know what's going
to
happen right now? I'm going to just finish with this. You know what's going to happen right now? I'm going to have 8,000 people at me and say, "You didn't even know Curry was a good player."
they're not wrong.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Coach. All right, why won't the NFL MVP just say he's the man in Green Bay? We'll discuss that next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.